Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Thursday evening shiur for Parshas Tetzaveh. The very beginning of the Seder, the opening psukim of the Seder Tetzaveh, Shmos Perak Chav Zayin, psukim Chav and Chav Aleph, present in one of several places in the Torah details concerning the lighting of the menorah in the Mishkan and subsequently in the Beis HaMikdash. V'atot Tetzaveh b'nei Yisrael v'yukhu elecha shemen zayizoch kosis lamor lahalos ner tomid. You have to light a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, Tomid. When? So that's where it is. Aron Vanav, that's the job of the Aaron and his children, the Kohanim. So we have a mitzvah to light a menorah, Tomid, Lalos near Tomid, to have something burning constantly, Tomid, in the Beis HaMikdash. Again, originally the Mishkan. And this is to be done, me'erev ad boker. Rashi comments on the word tomid in the second source, Parakov Zayin Pasachov, which means tomid, well, it's not constantly, it's not 24-7 like we'd say nowadays, but tomid, kol laila v'laila, kori tomid. Every night, meaning consistently, you know, and it doesn't mean it has to be tomid in the sense of always, at all times, every possible moment, but rather consistently and doing it every single night, that's also called tomid, that's also regular. Kemosha ta'omer, he quotes a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, regarding the daily korban, right? Kemosha ta'omer b'midbar perakofei pasuk vav, olas tomid, right? Olas tomid, the Torah used the word tomid, but the korban wasn't being brought tomid at every moment, every second in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, and el miyom liyom, every day. It was daily, it was ongoing, but it was not 24-7, so to speak. So the Rashi is simply pointing out that the word tomid by the menorah as well, when it says lahalos ner tomid, doesn't mean that candles and lights have to be burning at every moment. It means tomid regularly. So therefore, with this, it's each night, kolayla v'layla, with the carbon daily offering called olas tomid. I printed the psukim there in Parshas Pinchas, b'mer parakhov ches, pasuk dalad, source 3, as a keves echot tasa boker, as a keves ashen tasa ben arbaim. We know there was a tomid in the morning and a tomid ben arbaim, but it wasn't all the time on the mizbeach. And it's called in pasuk vav, olas tomid. So Rashi said the same thing over here. And then Rashi continues, v'chein b'minchas chavitim. That was a certain mincha offering that the Kohen had to bring. Also says tomid. But v'eina ala machtisa b'boko, machtisa b'erev. You look in Parshas Tzav, Perek Vav, Oyikra, Pasuk Yud Gimel, source 4. Zeh korban Aaron Ravanov, the special korban that the Kohen had to bring, asher kibel Hashem, b'yom ha-shachos, asiris v'eifas, solos mincha tomid. But tomid doesn't mean every minute. It means machtisa in this particular case, machtisa b'boko, machtisa b'erev. Some in the morning, some in the afternoon. And then Rashi concludes back into Aval Tomid Amor, the Lechem Haponim, Mishabbos Shabbos. Okay, the Lechem Haponim, that's presented in Parshas Emor. Take a look in Source 6, Vayikra Perkhov Dalat Posaches, concerning the Lechem Haponim on the Shulchan. Actually, Source 5 in Parshas Truma. Last week said, Perkhov Hev Shmos Posak Lamed. It says, Vinosata al Shulchan Lechem Ponai Lefonai Tomid. Okay, you have to put Lechem upon him on the Shulchan, Tamid ben Asato, as we placed there, Tamid. But later on in the Torah, Parshas Emor, Parakov Dalad Vayikra, Pasuk Ches, source, source number 6 says, Biyoma Shabbos, Yarchenu. We set up every Shabbos, okay? And again, use the word Tamid, Lifna Hashem Tamid. So Rashi is simply pointing out that the word Tamid does not have to mean always in the sense of 24-7. So that's what it means here also in terms of the lighting of the menorah. But also point out, Rashi hasn't mentioned this, but there are a number of other places where details concerning the lighting of the menorah in the Mishkan and subsequently the Beis HaMikdash are shared in the Torah. One is at the end of our Sedra, the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, the psukim we started with, the opening psukim of the Sedra, towards the very end of the Sedra, the Torah talks about building the, what we call the Mizbeach HaPnimi, or the Mizbeach HaZov, Mizbeach HaKtoris. It says in Perek Lamed, of Shmos Pasuk Aleph, very end of our Sedra, so 7, Vosiso Mizbeach Mikdar Ktoris, Atze Shittim Taz also. And later on, after describing how you build it, Pasuk Zion says, V'hikter Alav Aaron Ketoris Samen Baboker Baboker. Aaron had to put on this Mizbeach certain incense offering every single day in the morning. When? Be'tivo Es Haneros Yakdireno. You would offer this Ketoris at the time, Be'tivo Es Haneros. Let's see what that means. Okay. And then again in Pasuk Ches, V'halos Aaron Saneros Ben Arbaim again Yakdireno. And he used the word Tomid there too. Torah is Tomid Lifnei Hashem Adav Seichem. The Torah was offered twice, morning and afternoon. Again, the Torah used the word Tomid to describe it, even though it's not every minute, not 24-7. But besides that, more important for us at the moment, is that it says the two times to do it is Beitiva es Haneros, and the end of Pasuk Zion, and of Ahalos Aronos Haneros Ben Arbaim. The first Pasuk Zion is talking in the morning, Baboker, Baboker, Beitiva es Haneros. You have to offer the Torah's offering at that time. And in the afternoon, Bahalos Aronos Haneros Ben Arbaim. When again, Bahalos Aronos Haneros, again, Yaktibena. So what's Beitiva? What's Bahalos? So Rashi, here in our center, in Parshas Tetzaveh, Perek Lamed Pasuk Zion says Beitiva. Loshon Nikoy Habazichin Shel HaMenorah Mideshen and Apsilos Shenisuv B'Laila. It's the, basically the cleaning out. You know, the menorah is parallel to Tumas Hadesh we talked about last week, when they had to clean out the ashes from the Mizbeach. So here, it's talking about getting rid of the stuff, you know, the wicks and everything that had burnt down, the ashes, in effect, from where they would light the menorah, right? By Metivan B'chol Boker B'Boker, every morning. And that's what Pasuk Zion says. B'Boker B'Boker B'Tivos Haneros. In the morning, after the flames had burnt out, you know, the Kohen's job was to sort of clean out the, you know, the cups where the wick and the oil was. That's Beitivos. You had to bring the Torahs then. And Pasuk Ches, Rashi says, Lahalos, Kishyadlikem, Lahalos, Lahavosam. Now, Lahalos means to light it. So you have two Pesukim, Pasuk Zion and Pasuk Ches in Source 7, which tells you the two times you bring the Torahs are in the morning when they would do what's called Hatavas Haneros, and would clean out the cups where the oil and the wick go in the menorah, and in the afternoon when you actually lit it. There's two activities. It's Hatava and there's Hablok. That's how Rashi explains. And at the same time, if you're doing the Torahs, right? As the Rashi's last Rashi in 8, says, Yaktivena, b'chol yom, pras makter shachris, u'pras makter ben arbayim. Part of the incense was over in the morning, and part in the afternoon. In Parshas Emor, Parakov Dalad, Pasuk Aleph through Dalad, Yidavash Moshon, Tzavis, Benitzel, B'yiku Elecha, very similar phraseology to our Parsha. Shem and Zai Zoch, Chosis, Lamor, La'alos, Ner Tomid, again, the expression Ner Tomid, and it says, Mechutz HaParochas, and here it says, Ala Menorah HaTopasuk Dal, Ala Menorah HaTorah, Yarech HaSaneris L'Fonet Lifnei Hashem Tomid, again the word Tomid, and here too, Rashi and Pasuk Beis, in Parshas Emor, Perek Chof Dal, Pasuk Beis, says in 10, Milayla Lalayla, you don't light it every day, you only lit it at night, but Kimo Olas Tomid, She'en Olam Yom Liyom, it's still considered to be Tomid. Okay, and just for the sake of completion, the other place in the Torah where, actually doesn't use the word Tomid, the other place in the Torah where the lighting of the menorah is described at the beginning of Parshas Bahaloscha, Bamidbar Perchas Ches Psukim Aleph and Beis, Rav Shmuel Shalemor, Daber Alarm Ravartel Bahaloscha Saneros Amupnei Menorah Yerushivas Saneros. Okay, now the Ramban in his commentary on our Sedra here, the beginning of the Sedra in Parshas Tzavet, Shmos Perchav Zayin Posachov, the words Lahalos Ner Tomid, the Ramban comments in Source 12, and citing Rashi, Kol Laila Laila Kori Tomid, doing it every night, that's enough to qualify as Tomid, even though it's not 24/7. And he cites the other examples based on Rashi, Olas Tomid, and Chavitim, and so on. Okay? And the Lechem upon him, and so on, is also called Tomid. That's Lashon Rashi. But the Ramban then adds something else on the fourth line, 12. Omidrash Rabboseinu Enochal. But our Rabboseinu have a different approach in the Medrash, in two places. Elakach Shonu B'Sifrei, in Parshas Baaloscha. We have in Source 13 and 14, the Sifrei and the Sifra. Okay, the Sifrei is the Medrash Halacha. Sifrei is plural, Sarim. It's on Bamidbar and Dvarim together. Two books of the Chumash in one volume, so to speak, of Medrash. It's called the Sifrei. The Sifra is on Vayikra alone, so it's called Sifra, which is HaSefer in the singular. That's different than the Sifrei and the Sifra. Anyway, the Sifra there in Parshas Baaloscha, in Pisgah Nuntes, 13, comment on a pasuk that I had above in 11. It says, right, Elmul Penemar Yairu Shivas Haneros. So the Medrash says, Shomea Ani Sheyu Dolkin La'olam. Do they have to be lit all the time, constantly, 24/7? Talmud Loma Meribad Boker. No, the pasuk in Parshas Tav, and also in Asadra, Meribad Boker. I, Imeribad Boker, Yachol Yechabim. So let's say it burns into the morning. It doesn't exactly go out right when the morning arrives. It burns some time afterwards. Do you have to extinguish them? No, you don't have to extinguish them. So what does it mean? Okay, because it says it's got to be tomid. What does it mean? Ketzad yiru shivasaros me'arvad boker lifnei shem tomid. She ner maravi, I'm reading from 13, ner maravi tadir. She menu madlik es menorah ben harbayim. The ner maravi, okay, the west will turn that as the western or the occidental candle. Okay, a light, that was a candle, but it was a fire. That flame, that would burn, and that would be used as the source of the flame to light the rest of the candles in the afternoon. I'll go back to Ramban. He quotes that Sifrei, okay? And you know, it says it straight out. Shehe ner marovi dolek tadir. Four, three lines in the bottom of Rabbanan 12. The ner marovi taka had to burn all the time. There was one candle, I'm calling it a candle, but it doesn't have a candle the way we call a candle, one flame that had to burn all the time. Shehe ner marovi tadir. And that had to burn all the time. Okay? And he also quotes from the, that's actually the quote from the Sifrei. So the Sifra, rather, also called Toras Kohanim. Toras Kohanim and Sifra, the same thing. So Sifra is an Emor, Parshat Gimel, the end of Parak Zayin, Ozayin, 14, Lahalos Ner Shetei, Shalhevas Olaf, fine. Lahalos Ner Shetei, Ner Amaravi Tadir, Shemenu Ye Maslubo Ye Messiah. Okay? And so that would be the first one lit, and the last one to go out, and that would be the one used to be the one to light the fire for the other candles. Okay. Anyway, that's the procedure. And it says the end, Tomid off the Shabbos. All right. Anyway, the bottom line is the Rabban says it's not fully like Rashi says. Rashi says the word Tomid doesn't mean 24/7 at all, because the Pasuk says that the menorah, the lights were lit, Be'erev Ad Boker. Okay. But according to the way the Rabban presents the name of the Sifrei and the Sifra, there was one lamp, there was one light that burned all the time, and that was a Ner Maravi. Okay. That's what the Rabban says. If you look in the Rambam, Hilchas Tmidin Umusafin Paragimel, source 15, Halachiyud, the Rambam writes, Dishon HaMenorah, Batava Saneris Baboker, Ubein Arbayim, Mitzvah Saseh. This cleaning out the menorah, it's called Hatava Saneros, and so on, that's Mitzvah Saseh, Shanemar, Yaroch Osar Ovarov, okay, Vadlokas Neris Dochas Hashabis, Atumak, Karbonis, etc., like any carbon had to be brought at a certain time, Shanemar, Lahalos Ner Tomid. Okay, so it had to, you know, it was something fixed. You had to be burning all the time. But look at the Rambam writes, Halach Yud Beis. Hadlokos haneros hi hatavos. The Rambam says, no, sometimes the Torah will refer to as the hadloka, the lighting, as hatava. Now, hatava, yes, you had to clean it out, but it was accompanied by a lighting as well. So what the Rambam is saying, and that's how the Kesef Mishnah presents it, the Rambam says they actually lit the lamps of the menorah, not only at night, but in the morning as well. We distinguished based on, again, on the two psukim back in the psukim where in source 7, where Rashi and our Sedra, okay, the end of the Sedra, Paraklamid, Pasuk Zayin, Ches, distinguished between Behetivo Saneros and Halos Saneros. Hetivo is just the cleaning out, and Halos is the lighting. But the Rambam writes, Hadloka Saneros, Hi Atavosam. It's one procedure, it's one process, okay, to say it's one act. And therefore, according to the Rambam, as the Kesef Mishnah says, take a look in 16, the Kesef Mishnah there in Tmidim Musaf and Paragimel Achid Beis 16, the Rambam writes, Zehu Das Rabbeinu Shehu Sover Shagam Baboker Madlik Haneros. Okay, the Rambam understands that in the morning they would light the menorah in the evening, and they would light it in the morning also, they would light it twice. Okay, the Chiksi Vikdal Arkataris and Baboker Baboker, Etivos Haneros, Perish Beitiva Bahadliko. So the Kesef Mishnah points out that's the Rambam's understanding. Okay, that in the Mikdash, and before that in the Mishkan, they actually had to light the menorah not only at night, but in the daytime as well. Now, the Kesef Mishnah goes on to say, most of the other commentaries disagree with them about this. No, they only lit the menorah in the afternoon, towards evening. Heitiva doesn't mean lighting. Heitiva means tikkun apsilos, fixing the wicks and so on, getting everything ready for the lighting. And then he writes, he says, you want to see more about this? Take a look, and we will in a moment, in the Tshuva Sarashbo, Simon Shintes and Ayintes. Interestingly enough, the Tshuva in Simon Shintes, which is 309, printed in source 17, the relevant part of it, that was written before the Tshuva. The Tshuva that's printed in Ayintes, which is 79, earlier in the collection of Rashbo's Tshuvas, was actually written as a follow-up. But okay, whoever put an order, I have to ask him why he did that. But anyway, that's the, because the Mishnah says, the Rashbo goes into the details, disagreeing with the Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah adds, with Divrei Rashi, and that which we saw in Rashi, Shekosav Esom, Humash Shekosav Eferish HaTorah, what Rashi says, he quoted Rashi earlier, what Rashi says in his Perish on the Chumash, which we read, Nirusha Daito Kedas HaChonim, he obviously holds like the other Mefarshim, not like the Rambam, because the Rashi, as we saw before, in source 8, distinguished between the, between the Hatava and Hadlaka, the Chayn Nir Shudas Harayb and Masha Kosberg Shenim Avodas Vakipurim, Chayn Das Unklus, many, many others. So you look in the Chuvas Harshboy printed Chelik Aleph Simon Shin Tes, Source 17. It says straight out, Ani Sovor Shahaloso hi Hadlaka. Hadlaka is from the word Lahalos. It was meant by the word Lahalos. The Hatava Eina Hadlaka. just cleaning it out, that's not halakha. El addition, Hashemen, Bapsila, cleaning out the oil, the wicks and stuff. Okay. B'shemotzon, Shekavu, when you see that it's going out, you have to clean it out. Or Asinas Hashemen, Kimidoso, Psil Chadosh, putting the new oil and the new wicks, that's all called Hatava. V'zeh Shaloka Diver, Rambam Zal, Shekosav Adlokas, Haneris Yatavosim. Rosh Posa, I'm well aware of the position of the Rambam, but I disagree with him. It's not like the Rambam who says that the Hatava and Adlokka, it was one act. And he quotes the Sifrei, the Ramban quoted, in Parshas Baal Osla, we had back in source 13, okay, which says, sounds like it says, just the Ner Maravi, just that one was lit the whole time, okay, and not everything else, okay? And so the Mikan, look at the end of the fourth line of 17, when Mikan Chuvah the Rambam Zal, Shekosu B'chora Neiruz, Shemos Shekoba Boker Metiva Madlika. Apparently, you know, it's clear from the Medrash that only the Ner Maravi was burning, and according to the Rambam, the rest of them you had to light them. You know, if they went out, you had to light them as well. Ner Maravi may have gone out, but you had to relight it in the morning. Anyway, he says, "Ve'en lechavo the kuzos hasolah ben arba'im." And then he mentions there's something else when the mitzvah applies and so on. But he's pretty clear that the mitzvah is only in the evening. All right, as we mentioned, as the Mishnah pointed out, it looks like that from the Ravid as well. Source number 18 is the Rambam and Hilchos Avodas HaKippurim. Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, talks about what the Kohen Gadol did and, you know, which garments he wore. The Kohen Gadol, as we know, changed numerous times in Yom Kippur from the Big Day Lava and the white garments to the Big Day Zav, the golden garments and so on. So in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, Velovesh, Big Day Zav, Mekadosh Yod Raglov, you clean his hands and feet and so on, wash him. V'iktir HaKtosh Ben Arbaim, Shulchan, Ometiv HaSaneres Ben Arbaim. I would make it as Haneris Ben Arbaim. We say all this over in the Avodas Hayom section of the Avoda on Yom Kippur, even though there's some question about some of the order there too, based on some of this disputes. But anyway, the Ravid writes, it's true that it says in the Medrash, Umeitiv is Haneros, okay? But what Umeitiv is Haneros, he says, means, and it was talking in the afternoon, he says, Avaloha Ben Arbaim Hatova El Ner Marav Bilvat. Shadolak Merav Lareth. Okay. He assumes that the Ner Maravi Taka burnt. He didn't need Hatova. Okay. As we said, the Rambam was talking in the afternoon, and yet he mentions the word Meitiv Esaneris. What do you mean? Meitiv Esaneris in the morning after it burnt all night and went out. So then you had to clean it out and get it ready and it would light it again in the afternoon. But the Rambam talks about what the Kohen Gadol did in the afternoon, and he says, Meitiv Esaneris Ben Arbaim. Meitiv Esaneris Ben Arbaim. For what? Okay. That was cleaned out already in the morning. So according to the Rambam, makes perfect sense. Had to clean it out again in the afternoon because you had to light it again. It was lit in the morning and now it went out again, so you have to light it. But the Ravid disagrees. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says, that the Ravid is to be grouped together those who disagree with the Rambam, because the Ravid said nothing doing. The Ravid said you have to light them. Yeah, the Hatava is only on the Ner Maravi because it was burned all day, but the other ones didn't. Okay, and Unklus also, you look at Unklus in the Ar Sedrin, Tetzavet, Paraklam, Psukum Zayin, and Ches, he uses two different verbs. Okay, 19. He said at the end of Pasuk Zayin, he says, Baskunte Yasputsini Akhtar Baskunte means you clean out the word Litakain to fix up. When you fix it up, that's when you brought the afternoon, the morning Ketores. And then in Pasuches, Uvad Lakus Haron Rasputsina, when you lit them. Okay. Now, what was the purpose of this light in the Beis Hamikdash altogether? Okay. I mean, it's not that the Rambam, you know, you could argue, well, what they light it during the day for. Right, and you know, we don't need light during the day. You have sunlight, right? Gemara has an expression, "Shraga b'tira maya honey," right? A fire during the day, a light during the day. You don't need it, right? You have sunlight. So the Gemara has in Shabbos on the Chav Beis and Beis. Most of Rav Sheish is 20. Bichutzal parchas, I just yaruch, etc. Bichila ora hutzarech. 1 second. You know, we can ask, well, what, you know, it doesn't make sense according to the Rambam that they lit the lights in the morning. You don't need lights during the day. But 1 second. You know, you don't need lights at night. Who's this for? Nobody was in there. Okay, it was in the inner part of the Beis Hamikdash. Nobody was there. Okay, who needed the light? Right, didn't need the light at night either. Right, so the Gemara asks, "Chila Oru Hutar Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu needed the light." Right, he provides the light. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't need light. Ella Eidu Silachol Leboy Olam Shashkinu Shor Bisrael. No, it was lit because to show testimony, to show Eidus. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells in our midst. By Eidus, what's the Eidus? She says, Amar Rav, Zun Ner Maravi. Shenosin Bo Shemin Kemidus Chavrusem, Menahaya Madrig, Vahaya Messiah. Yeah, they didn't put any more oil into where we make a big deal about Hanukkah, oil burned for 8 days. But actually, it was a miracle in the Beis HaMikdash every day. Okay? They had have oil in the Ner Maravi, the Western Light, had more as the same amount of oil as all the other cups, and yet it burned much longer. So that's why they had this a menorah here to show this particular miracle. Now Rashi deals with another interesting issue. I'm just showing it to your notification. Look in 21, Rashi on Shabbos Chav Beis and Beis. Which one is the Ner Maravi? Which one is the westernmost? That depends on actually what position the menorah was in. Okay, you know, you would say, well, what's the western one? Well, by the one in the western direction. But it's not so clear which way the menorah stood. There are different opinions. Okay. Ner Maravi, according to one approach, says Rashi, Kari, and first Rashi, Ner Maravi, Kari Maravi, Ner Shob, it's Sarah Chitzon, Shob Mizrach, it's the, you know, nearest the eastern wall. That's the western, you know, that's what we started with. And there's another opinion that said the center Ner, right, the one in the middle. That was the last Rashi, Vahaki Tana Leomine. Lalos Ner Tomit, Shetem Rav Tomit. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not the one. But rather, I don't see the Rashi, just a moment. That it was not that one, it was the middle one, because it says that in the same Rashi, in the first Rashi, back in the beginning of 21, Rashi Ner Maravi. And if you hold that the menorah is positioned in a different direction, north to south, so then the Emtsoi, the middle lamp, was called the Ner Maravi. Okay, why it's not westernmost? The answer is because it faced the west, and all the other wicks, El Mul Pneamori, Menorah, Irishivas, and Eris, the Pasim Balosva, which I had back in the source 11, all the other wicks were tilted, so they faced towards the center, but the center one was in the center and faced towards the west. Okay, anyway, whichever the Ner Maravi was, you can look in the Rashi. Now, so the one thing is that the Ner was in the Mishkan, and the Beis HaMikdash has this testimony that the Shekhinah dwells there, because he had a regular miracle. There were many miracles in the Beis HaMikdash. This was one of them. Okay, good. In the Medrash of Vayikra Rabbah, okay, in Parshas Emor, Parshas Lamed Aleph, Siman Dalet 22, we find something else. Now, if all we have was this idea that the purpose of the light of the menorah of the Mishkan was to deliver testimony about this special relation Hashem has with us, you know, because he performed this miracle, this nace, well, that would not necessarily translate into our replicating this in our shuls, our mikdash ma'at, our miniature batei mikdash. Because after all, I mean, we're not going to be zocheh, you know, to have a miracle regarding the lights and lamps that we light. So therefore, one could argue, okay, that was a din in the Beis HaMikdash, that's it. However, the Medrash of Vayikra Rabbah, again, Parsha Zem, or Parsha Lamed Aleph, Siman Dalet, says 22, Tavarach Etzavos Meisio, Bar Kapora, Posach, Ki Ata, Toir Neri. Posach in Tehillim, Perek Yudches, Posach Haftes, are printed in 23, Ki Ata, Toir Neri, Hashem Elokai, Yagia Chashki, Hashem, you'll light my candles, you provide light when it's dark for me, right? Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu LaAdam, Ner Cha B'Yadi V'Neiri B'Yad Cha. Okay, my candles, my lights are in your hands, and your lights are in my hands. Okay, what does it mean? Ner Cha B'Yadi Shenemar, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Famous pasuk of Mishlei Parakav pasuk of Vav 24, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. So that's, so to speak, in my hands. Your neshama is in my hands. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. But Neiri B'Yad Cha, my light, my Ner, is in your hands because you have a job. Lahalos Ner Tamid. You take care of mine there, I'll take care of yours. Right? The tit for tat. In other words, somehow lighting, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants flames, wants light in his place. So you take care of doing that in my place, I'll take care of your Ner. Bamidbar Rabbah and Parsh Balos, Parsh Tesvav Siman Dalet, very similar. Leficha Chamala Kodesh Baruch Hu Lemoshe, and he's hired them. Leos Madlikin Lefanai, Ani Mishamer Esnaf Shosechem. If you'll take care to light properly, my light, then I'll take care of your neshamas. Okay, Mikol Davarah, protect you from all bad things. Okay, Shanim Shul Nefosh Kenir, Shanemar Ner Shem Nishmatadam, Shanemar Balos Chos Haneir. So similar idea. Okay, in 26, the Medrash Tilim Shokha Tov and Mizma Yurches, and Chav Gimel, and Posse Chav Ches, it's 26, Bar Kapar, Amar Kosh Baruch, Ner Biyot Chos, Ner Kenemar Tzor Or, Ner Chaviyot, Shanemar Nishmatadam, Shmor Neri, So if we take that, so that some reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, you could say it applies only to the Beis HaMikdash, but here we could suggest that in the Beis HaKnesses as well. In the Beis HaKnesses as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants there to be light in the Beis HaKnesses. So if we're careful to light, you know, flames in his place, he'll take care of our flame, which is in the Shema. Yes.
Can I be a little thick for a second, Rabbi? I'm just wondering. Yeah. So is Rashi saying that the Ner Tumid is a separate Ner or a Ner that's lit in the menorah? I'm just a little confused. Like, or
is it in the Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah, with the Rambam was talking about.
The lights were the menorah. Okay, the lights of the menorah.
There was no separate. When it said there was a ner lit all the time, you could have one ner just lit on the menorah.
That's what Ramban says. Rashi doesn't really deal with that. Rashi just says the word tamid doesn't mean all the time. It means regularly.
Right.
And therefore, it didn't have to be burning at all. Ramban says that that's not the Ramban. The Chumash, here in our beginning of our Sedra, says that's not what the Medjus says. The Medjus says that there was one of the seven. It wasn't a separate thing.
That's what I'm asking. One of the seven, fine. But there wasn't a separate ner written.
No, correct. Either the middle one or the westernmost one, whatever that machlokas is. Okay, but that burned all the time. Okay. The chiddush of the Rambam was that the Rambam says you have to light them in the morning also. That nobody else or most other people don't see.
All of them, not just one. Right, that's the
right response. Right. Yeah. Okay, now. But anyway, do we have to replicate such a thing in our shul? So if you hold that there's some inyan to having there, why would there be an inyan that Kosh Baruch Hu wants in there in this place? We look in the Sefer HaChinuch here in 327, the Sefer HaChinuch here in Tetzaveh, in Mitzvah Tzadiches, Mitzvah Arichas Neres HaMikdash. She writes, you have to Lahetiv Neres Tomet of Hashem, and so on. He quotes the Psukim. Mishar Shem Mitzvah, Shetzivanu Hashem Yisbarach Lios, Ner Dolet Bebayis HaKadosh, Lahagdolos Habayis Lechov L'Sifores Ben Eroim. It adds a dimension, it adds a certain importance to the place. Okay? He came derek b'nei ish l'skabed b'vateim b'nei r'sodolkin. People have lights on. When you go to a place, you go to a party, you go to a get-together, there are lights on, right? We're used to electric lights. I'm saying in the olden days, they had candles. They lit many, many candles. The more chush of the get-together was, the more candles they had burning there, right? I mean, they also had a lot of fires because of that reason. But, all the time you're hearing stories about this. Half the city burnt down, right? But people had candles that they saw. But the more important...
Technically, Rabbi, that it shouldn't be like just one nair hanging over our Aron Kodesh. It should be a nair from a menorah. We should all have
okay, you're right. We'll get to our Aron Kodesh shortly. We haven't really gone to that
yet. So I thought this is what the Chinuch is referring to.
But no, he's not. Chinuch is talking about in the Beis HaMikdash.
Oh, this is still our Bate Midrash. I'm saying
he doesn't say about it. It's Bate HaKadosh.
I thought you were talking about that.
No, but he says the purpose. He's telling you the purpose of having a lot. But once he says that's the purpose, then it's not such a big jump to expand it to our shuls and Bate Midrash as well.
Correct.
He says the purpose of it is Kidar initially Skabed, it's covered, and it's how it enhances the ambiance and so on. But what you're saying, if you look at 28, that's the Sefer Kara Kemach, which is written by Rabbeinu Bachya. Okay, one of the Rishonim, not Rabbeinu Bachya, who wrote the Chovos HaLevavos, but Rabbeinu Bachya ben Asher was a parish on the Chumash, Talmud of the Rashbo, and he's later than Rabbeinu Bachya ben Bakuda from the Chovos HaLevavos. But anyway, Rabbeinu Bachya had an encyclopedia, sort of like I think they translated it in English, they called it Encyclopedia of Torah Thought. It's an encyclopedic work. Okay, called the Kara Kemach, where he has many entries under each letter, on different topics. And my son is working on his PhD on Rabbeinu Bach's writings anyway, so he's into this. But the Kara Kemach says the following in the entry under Beis HaKnesses 28: Chayav Adam LaHadlik Neiros BeBeis HaKnesses. He makes a jump to Beis HaKnesses. Lefisham Mokom Ahu Miyuchad LeTfila. That's a place for Tfila. And the neshama is compared to a ner, and he quotes the pasuk, a different pasuk of Mishnah Perek Gimel pasuk Tes, or tzadikim yismach, right? Brings joy to the neshama and so on. And he says that that's how you can serve Hashem, having light. People don't like being in the dark. People don't like being in the dark. They like to be in light. It gives you greater simcha and so on. Okay, and you can't really on the third line of 28, ki ein shlemus havod ela b'simcha. You can't really serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly unless you're in a joyous mood. Okay. That's the real reason why they lit the menorah in the Mishkan and the Mikdash. Okay? And even though it's, the different type of ore and the Neshama is different. But anyway, in the third to last line, Ulechach his haruzal lahadlik neros bebeis haknesses also. And that's why Chazal said we should also light candles, light lights in the Beis HaKnesses as well. And he quotes a pasuk, which we'll see momentarily. Pasuk in Yeshaya, we can look down now. Yeshaya Perek Kav Dalad Pasuk Tesvav Al Kain Beurim Kabdu Hashem. Your Mechaber Hashem Urim means with light. Okay, Beilan Panasya Panasa the modern Hebrew Panasa flashlight. Right, something gives off light. Ki Abayis Shemadlikim Shom Neros, a place where you have light. That's Mefur or Mechubud Ben Abrios. It's study. It's impressive looking and so on. And that's how the Rabbeinu Bachya writes. So. And he said, "Ain't no dome, paltun, sheishol shomer, paltun, sheishol shomer. A palace, a castle, it looks like there are guards and activity and the lights and so on. That's much more choshu, okay? or Tzadikim Yisma. I just printed the Rabbeinu Yonah, who comments on that pasuk Mishnah Perek Yirima pasuk Tes. Again, he talks about the neshama of the tzaddik that rejoices. Okay, you can take a look. It's a different type of rejoicing, but okay. Anyway, the pasuk in Yeshaya reads. I'll read it again. The first part we're interested in: Al Kain Beurim Kabdu Hashem. Beurim Kabdu Hashem. All right. Now, full disclosure: you look at the Mefarshim there, and Urim doesn't have to only mean light. I think in modern Hebrew, a lot of times we wish happy Hanukkah, Chag Urim Sameach, right? Light. But Ur also means like a city or a place, like Ur Kasdim. So, and that really fits in with the second half of the pasuk. Beurim Kabdu Hashem and Beiyei Hayam, islands and the sea, also honor Hashem Elokei Yisrael. But nonetheless, there's a psikta de Rav Kana, Piska Chof Aleph, that'll kumi ori, the beginning of Aleph, Al Kain Beurim Kabdu Hashem Gomer, Bame Mechabdin Oso, how do you light, I Mechabdin Oso, with lights, Ilan Panasio, again, Panas in modern Hebrew is a flashlight. So it's something that gives off light, okay? I forgot to print, I apologize, but for some reason I left it out, but the Ramban, okay, in Bereishis, and then in Parshas Noach, Ramban in Parshas Noach quotes, it's Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Chaf Ches. Ramban quotes this same medrash from the Psikta Rav Kana, and he says, what are Ilan Panasya? Hein Kagon Ha'ashoshios Shemadlikin Bebote Knesios, like the torches, the candles of the light in Shul, B'chol Mokom, everywhere, Afilu B'Iayam Lichvod Hashem, okay? Haresha Osin B'Urim, Eloshon Eish, or means fire. That's what the Ramban's talking about. So that's the Ramban also understands this notion from this pasuk in the Yeshaya, which is extrapolated in the Psikta Rav Kana. So we have the idea that lights are to give a stateliness, a covet, a dignity, an honor to the place. Okay. Now, it's interesting. There's a Medrash Yalam Deno. Okay. Medrash Yalam Deno. It's a medrash associated with medrash Tanchuma, but it's a different version. It's called medrash Yalam Deino. So in Parshas Baaloscha, in 13, it says the 33. It says the following: Hakarbonos kolzman shahamikdash kayam heim noagim. Karbonos were only in effect when the Beis Hamikdash stood. Baval haneros laolam heim noagim. Again, implying that it's an inyan to have neros even without the Beis Hamikdash, even the shuls, even about the medrash. Okay. And that's a means of honoring Hashem. And we find that that was one way they did honor Hashem. In Shmuel Bey's Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Remember, for a while, the Aron, before David brought it to Yerushalayim, was in the house of a gentleman by the name of Oved Edom Hagiti. And it says in Shmuel Bey's Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, 34, Vayeshev Aron Hashem, Beis Oved Edom Hagiti, Shlosha Chadashim, Vayevorech Hashem, is Oved Edom, is called Beis. And he was Ochet to a Brochem. And the Medrash of Bemidbar Rabbah, Parsha Dalet Simon Chof, writes in 35, Ma Pula Godol Po, what did he do? Shramadlik Lifne Aron Ner Echad. He would light candles in the presence of the Aron in the morning and in the evening, interesting enough. And that's what he did. And that was that brought him covered. So the Medrash goes on to something else. Well, if that just lighting a candle brings covered, so imagine if you give the things to Talmud Chacham, okay, whatever the rest of the Medrash is, it's not so important to us. But the bottom line is that there's this notion of lighting a candle in front of the Aron, right in front of the Aron, that's where Ner Tumah is a form of granting honor and dignity to the Aron. Okay, and now that time of day is the Gemara. People would donate lamps, lights, fire, candles, and so on to a shul. The Gemara has a discussion in Erechin Davavud Beis 36 Tanar Bonim Yisrael Shehisnadev Menorah Oner LeBeis HaKnesses. Again, it was already in the time of the Gemara. There was this practice to have some kind of candles and lights burning in the shul. Somebody who donated a menorah or ner to the shul. So again, the Gemara talks about whether you're now allowed to use that for something else, change the usage. You can change it not to a dvar shus, but to dvar mitzvah. Again, I'm not so interested in going into details about that Gemara, but the Gemara does make it clear they were donated, and the Gemara makes a distinction. When somebody donated something and it was nishtaka, it was not known anymore who donated it, so then you can use it for something else. However, if a goy donated it, apparently a goy can also donate it, you don't want to get them upset, they'll scream about it. Again, you can look in the Gemara, I have the Rashi's there also, okay, and a whole discussion about it. I remember, I think I mentioned this in the past, in Krakow, So there is a there were quite a number of shuls in Krakow. There are most shuls there. Not far from the Ramon shul, there is a building that was once a shul. Now it's a museum of the Jewish community. But we still have many of the shul things from the shul that are intact. And there's a tzedakah box built into the doorway, right by the door. That's where you used to keep the tzedakah box. People could put it when they came into shul. They went out of shul. It was like a tzedakah box. And it had there who donated it. Okay. And it said the year. Someone donated, I guess, the memory of his mother, whatever it was. And I figured out the year. I think it was 1401. Okay, so those people definitely got their money's worth out of that donation. Okay, it's still there today, you know, more than 600 years later. But anyway, that's discussion in the Gemara. What if we don't hold it anymore? Okay, and you can look in the, I printed all the sources for those who are interested. The Yerushalmi and Megillah Paragimel HaChabez also makes a distinction. Was it in the Shtakach Shem HaBalim or not? And the Rambam Paskins, we'll take a look quickly in 40. Hilchos Matnos Aniyim Parakes HaLachavav. Can't use it for something else, but for another dvar mitzvah, you can use it, even if it wasn't, the person didn't forget. However, it depends on the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew, and these didn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch over there. It's in Reish Nun Tessiv Gimel. Hayotzim, he calls that. Hayotzim, he calls that, Rabosai, is that it was a time, it was a practice, certainly in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Rambam, in the days of the Gemara, that people donated menorahs and source of light to the shul. Presumably for all the reasons we mentioned, that it had to do with, granting honor and dignity to the place and so on. In fact, it goes back even further, okay, that the fact that people wanted to donate for this purpose. Pasuk and Shoftim, Sefer Shoftim, not Parsha Shoftim, Sefer Shoftim, Parag Dalad, Pasuk Dalad. Udvora Isha Nevia Eshes Lapidos, He Shoftos Yisrael Ma'isehi. Dvora, the Nevia, the prophetess, as Haftarah of Parshat B'Shalach, is introduced to us as Dvora Eishes Lapidos. What does that mean? So Rashi quotes there in Shoftim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk 43, it wasn't her husband's name, but rather, Shaisa Osep Silos Lamikdos. Lapidos, also the thing, Lapid is a fire, right? It's something that helps the fire burn. She made wicks for the Mikdosh. Okay? In a little different vein, the Yalkut Shimonu there in Shoftim, his name is Membeis 44, it says, Tana de Belio, Omru Bala Shel Dvora Ama Oratoya. Okay, the Baal Dvor was not a Talmud Chacham. We don't know his name. But she said, let me do something that will give you a covenant and so on. In those days, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't yet Rishayim. It was in a place called Shiloh. Okay. Oz Yechel from Enoch Sherman. You'll be, you're Chelik and Allah Bob. We like good people. And you get all that on. She would make these wicks and he would bring them to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. It is an old, and again, it's even before the Beis HaMikdash. It was the Mishkan in Shiloh. So it is an old, old practice that people donate to make sure there are lights in the shul. Lapidos, Hashem, Sheishos, Psilos, Behemis, Bonenis, and she would make very thick Psilos, Avos, very thick. Okay, so it would give off a lot of light. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to her, Amal Advorim, Niska'at, Niskavan, the Harbos Ori, you had this beautiful kavana to make the light, my light, so more powerful. Afani, I want to do something for you and for the Jewish people and so on. Okay, the Rambam Hilchos Tefila Parakidav Halacha Hey 45, but they can see us but the midrashas knowing in Baham covered. You have to honor and respect the place where the shul is. Umechabdin also, you have to make the place look nice. Umarbitin also, clean it up. The shul shouldn't look like a pigsty. The Nogin call you so Bisfard of Mara of a machine of Eretz Tzvi. All Jews in our community, Sephardic communities, will have the minig lahadlik ashoshios with them, but they can see the Rambam records that's the minig. Okay, it wasn't just he was telling before. We saw it, how he paskined in terms of someone who donated, but here he tells you this was the minig. Okay, this was the proper minig. Okay, before in Hilchos Matnas, he was just telling you what happened if somebody donates it and so on. But he was telling you, this is the minig, to light and shul. Sefer HaManig, Hilchos Tzom Kippur, on the page Shin Samach Beis, he has on the Pasuk, V'yichu Elecha Shemen Zayizoh, Omar Kadosh Baruch HaVechila Or Shalachem Ani Tzorch, do I need your light? Rather, again, I provided light to you, but it's the same thing. You keep this practice, and it'll be good for you. And that's why there's a minig to light even more candles than he plays on your kippur. There are more candles burning. People put yahrzeit candles, another thing to burn as well. The Orchas Chaim, Chelak Aleph Dine Beis HaKnesses Oz Hey 47. V'nogu Kol Yisrael LaHadikor Shisukodim Shikones Odom Yispal Sham. They actually lit the candles before people came into shul, and that's probably the earliest reference to the concept of a ner tamid in the shul. Because now we were talking about having lights in the shul, But it sounds like, you know, we might have thought that's when people are there. The Sefer HaManig, I'm sorry, the Orchos Chaim, and then the Kolbo, and Siman Yud Zayin 40, the Kolbo is just the, probably, we don't know who exactly, for sure, who wrote the Kolbo, but it's probably, it's very similar to the Orchos Chaim. Some say it was the original version, it was a short version, what he wrote, then he expanded it, Rav Aaron HaKohen, then he expanded it into the Orchos Chaim. Anyway, so he says, again, looking in 47, or same idea in 48. Nogu koisol lahadlik b'mashosu kodem shikanes adon l'ispal sham. Because of Asher, nir v'ena kitam minig azeh hadar minig v'brochas. Warm brochas asara kodme shkina. Okay? So, alke v'asya. I quoted the Gemara. Warm brochas vav medala, 49. 10 people come, the shkina is already there, so to speak. Okay? Rashi says in brochas vav medala, v'masal kodma kodem shukol asara. Because Baruch was there first. So therefore, that's the same idea. We light the menorah, but we light the candle. But have something burning before anybody comes to shul. Alkein tzarech, the second line of 47. Alkein tzarech lahadlik haner lahaktim. And not only that, but shekena also mikdash. We mimic what they did in the mikdash. And gam nagu koyiswell shelo lahadlik ner mi ner beis haknesses. We treat the ner tamid or this flames burning. We don't light other things from them. Okay, mishum shehuk tzolam mitzvaso. It's set aside for mitzvahs. So don't light the cigarette. Or light something else from that fire. Umotzosi bilam deinu, he refers to that medrash ilam deinu that we saw before, the parish of Baloscha, which said, afo pisha karbonus botlu, haneros lo botlu. Even though karbonus ceased with the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, lighting neros did not. Okay? And he says, shamina miha, shaminag hakodesh, nogu behem, aminag hektesh rather, nogu behem. That's why we treat these candles and the lights in the shul, whether it's in a tumid or other lights, we have particularly the shul, we treat them like hektish. You don't use them for personal purposes, okay?
And do you think that Christianity had any influence on this when they light candles?
I don't know. I don't see that. It doesn't seem to be.
You would know that from a historical
perspective. Yeah, I don't remember ever seeing anything. Then he writes to the end, v'shamanu ki ha-karbon no'va isur godol. They were very makbid not to use these candles for anything else. And v'ein ma'adlikin lahadlik ma'fil lilmod. I feel like you even want to learn. No, not by this candle. Okay, now, Yosef Omer, an early collection of Minhagim, also in 51, Chelek Aleph, Simon Tov Kuf Tzadi Zion. He writes, Minig Yofa Vitov Lahadli Kozman Atfila Vesak Tazmakol on their Shava, to light wax candles, at least the time during davening. He does not mention this idea of lighting before, having it burning all the time. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, okay, in. Just a moment. You look in the Shulchan Aruch in 52. Shulchan Aruch writes, "The Lichus Beis Hakneses, the Rachaim Sim Kuf Nalas Siftes. Noeg, we're talking about a shul. Noeg Bem Covered. You have to have great respect in the shul. The Chabdan, the Ravtan, the Kim Clean, and so on. Noeg in La Hadlik Bem Neiros, the Chabdan, and you light candles. The Mishnah Berurah in 53 writes, Zivkot and Chav Zayin. He writes, the Hadlik V'Noegu La Hadlik Kodem makes their source sentence burning before anybody comes. Kodem she comes only spalo." He quotes that Gemara based on, you know, the Orchos Chaim, based on the Kolbo. Okay? In Sintav Kuf Yud Dalad, Yilchus Yontif, Yilchus Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Hei, Ner Shel Batola. We know you're allowed to light candles on Yontif, right? You're allowed to, not allowed to strike a new flame, but from an existing flame, you're allowed to light something on Yontif. But not a Ner Shel Batola, just Stam and Ner, it's not used for anything. That you're not allowed to do on Yontif. The Hainu She'enu Tzorek Lo. Then also Adliko. Avo Shel Beis HaKnesses, Lo chashu shel batala, but the light in the shlights in the shul, that's not called batala. Umutu ladliko afilu biyomtiv sheni achar mincha. Late in the day, this is the second day of yomtiv. It's going to be chalamoyit soon. Yomtiv's almost over. Okay, late in the day, after mincha, ain bezer mishum mechin lachol. That's not called achana for the weekday because sharei bad lachaso yesh mitzvah also shav. Even if it's just a few minutes, having more candles in the shul, having the light in the shul, that itself is a mitzvah. And to fix up the wicks and clean it out and everything like that, late in the day on Yontif, you're also allowed to do imrotz lahadlik bo biyom. If you're going to light it now, that's mutter. Okay, milav oser. Okay, And again, the Mogen Avraham in Sivkot and Yudal there in Sintovkov Yudal says in 55, Yesh Mitzvah Mashafil ain't Shom Arame Sakneses. Even if nobody's in shul, everyone's leaving. But you want to light a candle to burn in the shul? Okay, then it's appropriate and even allowed to be done on Yom Tov. Nobody's benefiting from it, but it enhances the dignity of the shul, even if nobody's there. Mishabur accepts that as well. Sivkot Lama Dalad 56, there in Sintovkov Yudal. Umash Rafilo ain't Shom Arame Sakneses, Sharma Haitama tells you to take a look in the Bir Halacha. He writes in the Bir Halacha in Sifhei 57, Da'o, the Ner Shal Yard site. Okay, many people light when they say Yizkor. You know, whenever Yom Tovim say Yizkor, people light a Yahrzeit candle. So im lo hidlika b'erev Yom Tov, then yadlikeno al kolponim b'chedesh ha'ochlin. This Mishabur said, you know, we say Yizkor on Yom Kippur, so people light the Yahrzeit candle before Yom Kippur. We say it on Shmini Atzeres, so then you can light the Yahrzeit candle before Yom Tov starts. Okay, but we say Yizkor outside of Ritzel on the last day, the eighth day of Pesach, and the second day of Shavuos. So can you light the Yahrzeit candle? It's already Yom Tov. So the Mishnah Berurah says, better would be to light in a room where you eat the Mosif Ora Becheder, right? Better to light it in a place where you're going to benefit from it. Or, even better, it's not the practice around here, Yosef Tov Shad LeKenavis HaKnesses. Light it in shul. That's always appropriate. Okay, if you have enough lights, and you can make that case. Today we have electric lights anyway. What does the Yahrzeit candle add? Okay, I know in my house we try to light it in a place where it'll give more light in the kitchen or whatever it is. But he said, light it in the shul. And then it won't be called the Ner Shabbat Tolah. He says, nevertheless, because it's to honor your, it's not a Ner Shabbat Tolah, it's to honor the memory of your parents or whatever. But he also says, lighting it in the shul. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Aruch Chaim Shem Kufnun Dalat Sittu Gimel 58, but Ner Shabbat Sakneses Mutar Likros La'oro. So you're allowed to read by the light of the candles in the shul. However, the Mishnah Berurah qualifies that if you're caught in Nun Beis, and he says, Mutalikos Hanab Divrei Torah. The Lober Kriya Shelchol, you can use it to learn by, but not to read some novel by. Below Domi L'Ner Chanukah, it's not like Ner Chanukah, we're not even allowed to learn by it. Ner Chanukah is different, because as we notice, it's L'Shei Mitzah, Mitzah Chanukah, right? Ein Lono Rishul Sishtamish Bam, like we say on Eretz Halacha, Ner Chanukah is different, okay? The person who lit the candle or donated the candle to the shul wants to enhance the quality of the shul, the dignity of the place, by having something burning there all the time, even if nobody's in the room, like we said before people come to daven. What do you mean? It's even better because someone's actually using it for learning purposes. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Nun Dalad, in Siv Yud Dalad, the next Siv, Ain 60. Ner shall hedger min erbe sakneses. Stomach candle. You want to light your pipe or your cigar or your cigarette? Okay, I mean, we don't do that today anyway. But don't light it from the shul candle. Yesh misha omer the honey mila ba'ot shadokal mitzvah. That's as long as it's serving a purpose. But when you have to blow it out, and you're about to blow it out, why would you blow it out? Well, sometimes people are nervous to leave candles burning in shul when nobody's there. It could cause a fire. God forbid, or whatever, there were fires and so on and so forth. So what I wanted to bring out from this point in the Shulchan Aruch is that, you know, again, you can use it for tzorech, but there is an idea of blowing it out, of extinguishing it, okay? The Mishnah Berurah writes, it's called Nun Hay in 61, Kishet tzorech l'chabos and hatam de lo chamir ner chanukah, v'ach ha-shadol kuzman, shir mutal le'hamas man, like a ner chanukah. In the Chanukah, after the half hour, then you can use it. After it's used for its according to many, you can use it then, or you can even blow it out if you have to leave. If it's burned the requisite time. So here too, here he does talk about knocking it out or blowing it out. But okay, let's look what he writes. It's caught in Nun Vav, top of the next page. Ulehinen leinen lahadlik hapipa pipe shall tabak, tobacco pipe. Okay, Miner shall be sakneses. He says, I'm sharchu, shaposek l'isser. Okay, with a Yahrzeit candle, there is room to be makel and so on. And you shouldn't use the candle to search for your money. All right, different thing you're not supposed to use for it. So we get the idea that there is a value to having lights burning in shul, even when nobody's there, if it's safe. And today when we're dealing with electric lights, so we have the Ner Tamid, okay, even though we don't find particularly the Ner Tamid, you know, presented, but the idea of having lights is presented. The Shlah, in our Sedra in Parshas Tzaveh, Derech Chachayim Tochos Musar Oz Lamed Gimel, 62, the Shlah writes, L'halos Ner Tamid, Mikan Remez, there should always be a flame burning. And even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, we call Mokom Mitzvah Lahadlik Ner Beis HaKnesses, Shenikra Mikdash Ma'ad, V'yedolek Erev Uboker B'Shas HaTfila, at least during Shas HaTfila, because that takes the place of the Korbanos. But again, as we saw, there's ample room to suggest even when they're not davening. The Pala Yoetz, also an encyclopedic work on Musar, on the entry and on our Hadlaka, 63, right? Hadlaka, Neir Space HaKnesses, Gam Kein Mitzvah, Kedisiva Urim Kabdu Hashem, the Pasuk we saw before. And, you know, a person should honor the way that he can. And he writes in the second to last line, Barisian Shemashu Mechaber Hadlaka Space HaKnesses. There were some people, they donated, they wanted to be the ones to light it. Not that the Gabbai is the Shamas that someone should light it. Okay? And Shamati Yishmael Shemokhin Adlok. And some people sell that right to light the candles in Shul. People give it's a chib of mitzvah, right? And we even say in the Misha Berech, we recite on Shabbos morning, after Yikum Purkan, Umisha Nosnim, Ner Lamor, okay. Umishanosim Ner Lamor behind the Kishon Avdol and so on and so forth, right? Ner Lamor, people like candles, you know, to donate candles. And Ram Shik has an interesting tshuva. Chelik Aridei Simin Shin Ayin Dalid. Ram Shik apparently was an eyewitness, or someone was an eyewitness to this. Apparently, they built a new shul someplace. He writes, in 64, okay, to his Talmud of his. He writes that apparently, you know, he said that. You were in a place, they were dedicating a new shul building, and a new dedication, a certain community. When they came for the dedication to the shul, the rav of the shul, he lit the ner tamid, ner shel tamid, he said a brocha, and they also said Shechiyonu. And the person writing this letter to Ram Shik says, "Can there be such a thing? Your mom is light, and they're coming, make a brocha." Okay. So you thought of the brocha about the writer, the Ram Shik, or this person, the Shoel, thought there's a brocha about Tola. Okay. First of all, we didn't see such a nusach, a brocha, lahadlik ner tamid, no such brocha. Okay. And it's not always there. And we never foresaw such a brocha, and so on. And, he writes in general, right? Even a regular minig, the post can discuss whether you should make a bracha, halal and Rosh Chodesh. Okay, when you bake the arabas, do we make a bracha? There's a lot of discussion about bracha on a minig. They ain't call him in Hagim Shabbat. Not every minig has the same rules. Okay, and therefore you said minig shalom niska b'talmud. Gemara never mentioned, we talked about people donating to the menorah, and that isn't the Gemara in Erech and Davav we saw before. People donate menorahs and lamps and so on to the shul, but we never saw that there's actual mitzvah to recite a bracha. How can you make a bracha? Okay. Any question about Shekhi? Anyway, it's a long tshuva. He says, I agree with you that this is a bracha v'atolah. In emes ha'dover sh'aravu berach bracha v'atolah. By saying this bracha l'adik near Talmud. Okay. Because you have to have a minig sh'nitzka b'shas, a minig that's in the Talmud. Okay. On the other hand, there are some other minhagim that we also aren't found in the Gemara. For example, mentioned the end of the second last paragraph. Hadlokas neres Chanukah beveis haknesses. We light Chanukah candles in shul. The Torah, the Gemara says it's a mitzvah on the household. Neres shul beiso. So why do we light the shul with a bracha? So he says, you know, maybe there's a tzad for it. Anyway, he discusses that shuva. He does not like the practice the guy lived in the shul, but as far we made a bracha. But to have the light there, that is on favor. That has to be okay. When we make a zeichel mitzvah, we have to do it exactly. They made a bracha in the base of mitzvah, maybe when they lit the candles. That's also a discussion. The rabbi implies that way one place. Those brachas, but you know, we don't do that. You know, but on the other hand, we do have to keep the place clean and nice looking and so on. But we don't make the bracha on the lokas neiros in the shul. All right, the Rashba in a tshuva says that it's.
Is there a question about Yom Kippur, right? Women light in the shul very often in Yom Kippur.
Yeah. So
that's a chiyuv, but that's a chiyuv. We're learning right, together.
So that's a different of
neiros like neiros Yom Kippur. You can make a bracha.
Yeah, having more neiros there. Yeah, but there's also din because without the details now. But you know, many of the women when you light Shabbos or Yom Kippur candles,
they drive. You're saying
that's right. That. You can have in mind not to be mekabel yontif, but that trick doesn't work for Shechiyonu. Once you're I always announce that in my shul, the Shabbos for Yom Kippur, tell the women if you're going to light at home before you come to shul, and you're gonna then drive to shul, or you're gonna in the olden days carry your machzor to shul when there's no erev, you're not mekabel yontif yet. So don't say Shechanu. Say Shechanu with the rest of the tzibur. You have to call Nidre like we do. But that maybe also counted for that reason. It's a different story. But it also does enhance, we saw before, the Sefer HaManik mentioned about the Yom Kippur. But it all is to add, you know, starting us to the place. I just printed the Tshuva Rashbo, Chelek Gimel, Siman Reish Ayin Zion. Okay. He also mentioned in 65, again, he was talking about the Yontif, and can you light candles on Yontif? So we discussed it already, but I want to mention what he says at the end. He says, even though I did it for Tefillah, Mechabin Osam Achar Tefillah Zaboker, they would extinguish it. Okay, so that's not our Ner Tumah. He said they would extinguish it after davening in the morning. So there's a long Bir Halacha, which we don't have time to go into now, the Bir Halacha and Hilchos Yontif. It's in Tov Kuf Yudalan Sif Hey, okay. Is that discussion, is it right to light the candles when nobody's there or not? All right, he suggested someone would say not so. Okay, so you can take a look at that Bir Halacha, all right, certainly when they're davening, and maybe a little bit before, okay, a little bit before, but not necessarily the absolutely burning there the whole time. All right, again, our practice is electricity. For sure it's okay to leave something burning the whole time. And just to finish up, so we talk about candles, we're talking about fire, you know, from oil. Right, so as far back as the Sholem Meshev in the 1800s, Badur Tanyona Chelak Gimel Siman Kuf Yud Ches 67, he was asked, "Imutur lahadlik haner shel tamid b'chol u'b'shabbes b'neft lavan." That's kerosene. Okay, b'tasha shenir she'aser. He thought it was aser. Okay, but another rabbi thought it was mutter. Anyway, he says it seems to be okay. All right, he says originally they asked because kerosene gave off a bad odor. Okay, but nowadays, I guess by his time, they had cleaner kerosene or whatever. So he says, "Bizman azeh shaneft lovin mezukach ein bo sakana v'lo reichra." Kerosene lamps were tended to catch fire and so on. So that's why they didn't like it. But otherwise, that kerosene is okay. The Maram Shik, okay, also says the same shaila. Chelik Archaim Sim Pei Gimel, 68. Imuta lahadik besakneses neft sheish lo reichra. Okay, again, kerosene which has a bad odor. So he says, well, if it has a bad odor, taki shouldn't do it. Okay. He says, "Al davar shenis tapakta im roshayim lahadlik beis haknesh or regila hadlik ner mi blumen oil, regular oil." Okay, but that would go out after a while. Kerosene would burn longer and it's more mahuder. But the problem is, it gives off a bad smell. So Ram Shik said, "Well, if taka gives off a bad smell, don't do it." But the implication is, if it doesn't give off a bad smell, then it's okay. And the truest to David Tzvi Hoffman, the Lamed Lahoil Chelik Archaim Simon Chof Aleph, he was asked, "Im mutar lasos ner tamar beis haknesh b'shal heves." Me'idim shekorin gazlich, gas. And by his time, in the gas. Can you light the gas light? Okay, a gazlich. Okay, and he says the minig is to light in his place. The minig was indeed. So he was gas, but in the shul. Okay, whether the shul that they learned in or the shul that they dabbled in, and so on. And he quotes the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak Shmelkes was one of the Tshuvas about electricity and gas lights and so on and so forth. He says they can even use it for their Shabbos. And maybe even electric lights for their Hanukkah, so certainly this would be okay. And the next Tshuva Simon Chav Beis in the Olam and Ahol, the Chelek Orchaim 70, Le'inyan Yerushai Lahadlik near Neft, petroleum, okay, near yard site, he says the same thing, and it would be allowed. Rav Braish in the 1900s, Chelkos Yaakov, Chelek Ardei Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, he was asked in 71, his Tshuva is, Benodar Neiros Lebeis HaKnesses, Yotze Nidro B'chashmal. The guy donated, he pledged to give Ner Lamor, to give candles and all to the shul. Want to know, is it okay for, you know, I guess he'll pay the electric bill and so on. So he says, well, is it okay? No, the Ner is a Mora Chashmal. He'll pay for the electricity. Anyway, you know, Aleph, he says that candles of fire is better than Chashmal or more study or it's more impressive than electric lights. And you have to figure out what he mean when he took the Nether. We say by Nedarim, in all space, he went to Lashon, but I don't know what he mean. He assumed that he meant candles, firelight, you know, fire, source of fire from oil and not electricity. Okay. Just a couple more tshuvas. Mishpatei Uziel. I've been seeing Meir Chai Uziel, the first Friday rabbi, Shein Eretz Yisrael. Achele Gimel Chayek Archaim Sin Chav Gimel. Hadlakas Ner Chashmal and Ner Yard Site. Okay. Can you use an electric light for the yard site? And he says that, and he speaks about, you know, shul, they used to light the yahrzeit candles in shul. And he says that it's okay, but the minig is, because the connection to the neshama, he says, even though he thinks that it's okay to light the electric lights and so on, that's what we do nowadays. will be all right. But a legal as line is 72. Umam afal pisha mikra adin erikain komok and rilish tzorach lishmor minig zeb and erish shemen or shava. The minig is to use wax or oil. That's what we should keep. We don't keep that for the atomic because we want it burning all the time. But for a yardside candle, that's what he thought. Ravad Yosef and his tshuva sichavadas chelak heisim and samet 73. Aymef shalotze minag alokas ner shayom pikudas hashana yardside. Alava imo ner chashmali. She says the quotes of Yitzchak Shmelkis who allows it, again, the Chuvah's Beis Yitzchak, who allows it for Hanukkah and for Shabbos candles to have electricity. Certainly it's okay over here. He also quotes the Raziel. The Sikum, Efshar Lotzas Yidei HaMinah Gishlad Lokas Nen Shomer Lil Nishmat Harim Miner Chashmali. But a better thing would be to donate electricity, light to the shul. Okay, donate so people can learn that. It's even better. And finally, Rav Sternberg, Chuvah's on Hogus, Chinek Alav, Simon Tov Shin Beis. The two Simon Tov Shin Beis's. Is the second one. Okay, Ma Odif, Hadlik Biyotzai Nesha Shabbos, Shemin Zayas, or Kol Shemin. He says, No Gulah, Hadlik Biyotzai Ner Lilishmas and Niftar, Ner Lakim Nishmas Odom, and so on. And so therefore he says, Fize Borosh Amitzah Psila Vaor, the Lo Mahani Ner Electri for that. Not an electric light, not for a yard set candle. Okay, that's what he thinks because of the Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom. However, in a shul, it seemed to be okay for the Ner Tomid to have electric light, and that's our practice. We have an electric light burning all the time in the shul. But you see that it has some significance to it, and it's to enhance the dignity and the quality and the honor of the shul. And that's why we like the Ner Tamid. Okay, we'll stop over here.